even though there's a furnace before them.
这火呢, 人一接近,
and then whoever is close to the fire will be burned to death.
可是他们为着信仰,
yet because of their belief, they stood firm. Because they knew whom they believe in will protect them. Brothers and sisters, a God is with us. And today there are many disasters. In fact, how many of them we have already avoided? It's because of a heart of obedience. Even though the disaster is right in front of us, but yet it never came to us. And that's the Lord we believe in.
我们顺从他,
let us be obedient.
好,我们得到我们永远的生命,
and let us receive our eternal life. And this morning, we're going to continue our study in the book of Esther.
好,我们的重点呢,
and then we'll focus on how we should not follow the law of sin. And we only follow the law of God.
所以呢,我们从以斯帖记我们可以看到,
so from the book of Esther,
我们特别讲到一个更深的爱,
it talked about the deeper love.
那这种爱呢,是一个自始忠心的顺服所产生出来的,
and this deeper love is a result of an obedience.
那我们也可以看到在以斯帖的身上,她有一个顺从长辈的心智,
and also from Esther, we could see how she has the heart of obedience to her elder.
所以呢,从她小的时候开始, 到出嫁之后,她都一直顺服在养父莫迪改之下。
And ever since she was little until she got married, she has always been obedient to her uncle, Moradai.
那我们接着第一章,第二章,我们也可以看到,虽然她的婚姻呢,不是她所能选择的,
so from chapter 1 and 2, even though we know that she did not choose her own marriage,
可是因着顺服呢,她就带出一个民主生命永续的救恩,
but through her obedience, now her whole race, her nation, came from it.
因为呢,神在她的里面预备了一个更深的爱,
because God, through her, has prepared this deeper love.
那这样的一个爱呢,不单单是向着她的这个宗族来的,
and this deeper love is not just for her race.
那也是为着神的国度里面那个生命能够一直延续下去所产生的,
but it also has the purpose for the people of God.
所以今年呢,我们交通了路德记,
So we have just finished the book of Ruth, now we're going to go on to the book of Esther. In the book of Ruth, we have seen this obedience that does not go with age.
我们也看到路德呢,她顺从长辈,她婆婆拿厄米,
we see how Ruth was submissive to her mother-in-law Naomi.
所以呢,在拿俄米的指示下,她进到一个她自己也愿意选择的婚姻中,
so from the command of Naomi, now Ruth has a better marriage.
所以呢,借着她的顺服,就带出一个一脉相承的这样的一个新约出来,
and it is through her obedience, the race came from her in this new covenant.
所以这是一个更美的盟约,
so this is a better covenant.
所以弟兄姊妹,我觉得我们每一个信主的人,在我们的生命里面, 神都有这样的一个工作,
so as each child of God, we all have our own work.
让我们都能够活出神创造我们的目的,
so let us live out the purpose of our creation.
所以呢,当我们仔细看这两卷书的时候,
so when we look at these two books closely,
到最后呢,我们都可以看到, 原来呢,在神的面前呢,他愿意为人来繁衍生命。
We see that at the end of these two books, how God wants us through our life to continue our inheritance. He wants us to be taught our lessons through our life, so that our living can pass on from generation to the next.
那这一段话呢,我们上次也提过,就是尤金彼得森他所说的一句话,
and this is a saying that we saw last time from Eugene Peterson.
他说,经历了基督徒所需要的顺服,
he says, today, what Christians need, the obedience.
是那种能够站立不移的力量,
this obedience brings the power to stand firm.
充满盼望跃动的意愿,
and it is also, at the same time, filled with willingness to jump up.
让他们懂得什么时候该站稳,
and these Christians know when to stand firm,
什么时候该跳跃,
and when to jump up.
如果当基督徒能够准确地记得神的作为
，When Christians remember what the Lord has done，
并且对他的充满活泼的盼望
，and also have hope in His promise，
那他说到有了这两者之后，那种合神心意的顺服就能够完全地活出。
With the combination of these two things， then we could live out the obedience that God wants。
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们都是活在顺从基督的这样的一个生活里面。
So brothers and sisters， we all live a life。Under the obedience of God.
所以我们彼此之间才能够彼此的顺从。
So that's how we can be submissive to each other.
所以我们要学习怎么样的时候我们应该站立的稳。
So let us learn when shall we stand firm.
好像我们能够屹立不摇。
So that we cannot be shaken.
可是那一个站稳呢却不是顽固。
But when we say staying firm, doesn't mean we're being stubborn.
当我们要跳跃的时候呢我们就当仁不让。
And when we need to jump,then we will take on the responsibility,
而不是逃避退缩
not avoiding a responsibility.
所以呢，从我们从以斯帖记里面，我们就可以看到以斯帖呢，他就是这样的一位基督徒。
So from the book of Esther, we can see that Esther is an example of this.
他愿意为主活出这种顺服的生活。
How Esther is willing to manifest the life of obedience.
因为当站稳的时候，他站稳了。
Because when it's time to stand firm, she does.
可是呢，当出去的时候，他就愿意舍命出去。
And when she needs to act and jump.She does.
我们从以斯帖记第一章我们可以看到亚哈随鲁王的他的王后瓦实提因着不顺从
In the book of chapter 1 we saw how King Ahasuerus and the Queen Vashti while Queen Vashti disobeyed the king's command
那这个王后的地位呢就被废除她做妻子的角色也就没有了
And at that time her power of being the queen is now taken away and she is no longer the wife
今天我们借着以斯帖记第二章我们看到国王亚哈随鲁
And now in the book of Esther chapter 2, King Ahasuerus,
他在愤怒止息之后的表现
after his wrath, what does he do?
那这前面的两章让我们看到一个人如果没有神的管理
in the first two chapters, we see that if a man is without God's command,
生活就是这样
then the life is as such.
我们让自己里面的一个魂的生命在那里运作
we will let our soul operate and lead us.
因为我们没有神的管理
because we don't have the command from God.
可能弟兄姊妹讲，哎，我信神了。
Maybe brother and sister will say, now I have believed in God.
我们应该是有神管理的人啊。
We are now controlled by God.
可是我的生活还是一样啊。
But yet, how am I living the same life?
弟兄姊妹，原谅我说，那是因为我们虽然信了主
，Brothers and sisters, forgive me. Even though we believe in the Lord,
可是我们对主却不信任。
But yet we're not trusting in the Lord.
我们不愿意让神完全掌权。
We're not willing to let Him take sovereignty.
以至于我们活在一个相信有神的生活里面。
So now we live in a life where we believe there is a God.
可是呢，神却没有在我们的生活里面有任何的作为。
Yet God does not have any control of our life.
因为我们不让他做。
Because we're not letting Him.
我们不让他说。
We're not letting Him speak.
更进一步我们觉得神的同在有时候好像是不需要的
Furthermore, sometimes we don't even think we need him
到底我们生命里面以谁为中心
So in fact, who is the center of your life?
所以呢常常我们在做个人谈到的时候我们都会告诉这些福音朋友说哦，你们还没有信主主在我们的心外面
A lot of times when we talk to gospel friends we will draw this figure saying that before we believe in the Lord we are in the center the Lord is outside
那我们的心里面有一个宝座
and inside of our heart there is a throne
谁坐在上面呢
and who sits on this throne
是我坐在上面
I who is sitting on my throne
所以讲到我们的生活呢就有七零八落的现象
So when we talk about our life it's all scattered
那有些才智好一点的人他有非常好的成就
Some of the people that are smart they may have success
或是有些人根本生活就没有任何的能力那他的成就很小
Or maybe for someone that is not talented, then they have a whatever life.
不管有成就也好，没成就也好，好像生活就是这样的一个秩序，混沌一片在那里。
But it doesn't matter if you're successful or not, your life is still without any meaning.
所以我们会告诉还没有信主的人说，你们需要主。
So that's why we will tell these gospel friends, you need the Lord.
当我们接受主之后我们会有一个另外一个生活的表现
and after we believe in the Lord then we have a different figure
所以我们说到主呢成为我们中心
Then we will now say that now the Lord is in the center.
我们把主接到我们的心里面,
when we take the Lord into your heart,
所以呢,主坐在我们心中的宝座上,
and the Lord will now sit on the throne,
我们自己退下来,
and now I no longer sit on the
throne. 所以呢,生活里面大大小小, 不管任何的成就也好, 任何的小事也好, 都以主为中心, 让主来做管理。
So in my life, now it doesn't matter big or small, the Lord is in control.
我相信这是每一个神儿女的生活。
I believe this should be the life of all Christians.
这让我在思想的时候, 有没有另外一种可能性呢?
But when I think about it some more, is there a third option?
这个可能性是不是当我们认识了主?
Maybe after we have met the Lord,
我们也说主,
and when we proclaim that the Lord, you are great,
你进到我们的生活里面吧,
why don't you come into my heart?
所以我们就把主接在心里面了,
so we will take the Lord into our heart.
可是我们发现这个宝座, 谁还坐在上面呢?
But yet we see that who still sits on this throne?
我还坐在上面。
I am still sitting on the
throne. 今天我要主做一件事情的时候,
today when I want the Lord to do something
for me, 你帮我做这件事,
then I will command the Lord, Lord, do this.
你帮我做那件事,
Lord, do this for me.
好像仆人一样,
the Lord is like your slave.
主是听我们的,
but I said the Lord listens to us.
我们吩咐主做什么,
so whatever we command the Lord as a servant, he will do it for us.
为什么? 主无所不能嘛?
Why? Because the Lord is almighty.
圣经也说我们可以吩咐他嘛?
In the Bible, it says that yes, we can pray to the Lord.
是的,有时候主垂听我们的祷告, 让我们的生活里面好像有了一点次序。
And yes, when the Lord hears a prayer, sometimes he does what we ask him.
弟兄姊妹, 当神没有坐在那个宝座上的时候,
but brothers and sisters, when the Lord is not sitting on the throne,
你会发现, 有一件事情没有按着主的旨意去做的时候,
and you realize when something is not done according to the will of God,
我们发现神的同在没有在那里,
then you realize that God's presence is not with you.
生命到底以谁为中心?
Who is in your center?
如果今天我们按着罪的律来行事,
today, if we work according to the law of sin,
有很多的结果是我们意想不到的,
then a lot of these results are unexpected.
我们一起来读以斯帖记第二章第一节,
let us read the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 1.
这事以后,亚哈随鲁王的愤怒止息, 就想念瓦什提和他所行的并怎样降旨判他。这里讲到亚哈随鲁王他废除了瓦什提。
Here it talked about how King Assasaret has now decreed Queen Vashti.
那样的表现实在是一个我们不认识神的时候一个软弱的表现。
And that's indeed an action that is not coming from the will of God.
在上次我们交通的时候,国王呢,他面子失禁。
Last time in chapter 1, when we talk how the king lose face,
他就发火,
and he became angry.
那这一火了呢, 那他就提议要离婚,
and after he got angry, he wanted the divorce.
那一离婚呢, 就马上后悔了,
and then right after the divorce, he regret.
后悔了怎么办呢? 他又不悔改,
but then after his regret, what did he do? He didn't change.
他也不悔悟,
he didn't go back and try to
reverse his action.
And in fact, the queen didn't really do nothing wrong.
她不过是不愿意让自己的美貌成为一个商品在众人的面前显示。
All she didn't want to do is she didn't want to become a material thing to be shown to his friends.
她也不愿意正在宴会的时候让她的朋友感觉扫兴。
And she was hosting her own feast, and she didn't want to just leave her friends and go to another place.
所以当亚哈随鲁七次叫她的时候,她都不愿意去。
So that's why when King Ahasuerus commanded her to come seven times, she refused to go.
所以呢,他就失去了王后的位分。
So Vashti is no longer the queen.
可是我们想一想, 这王后瓦什提呢,当年呢,也是千挑万选才选出来的。
But come to think about it, isn't Vashti someone who was chosen out of the 10,000 other girls?
所以在他的身上呢,一定有那个国王所欣赏之处,国王才会娶她。
So I'm sure Vashti was very special to the king.
所以呢,当亚哈随鲁王愤怒平息之后,
so here, after King Assasaurus is subsided,
他一想到瓦什提,
and he remembered Vashti,
一切美好的回忆又上来了,
what she had done for him,
那王后美丽的那样的一个容貌又浮现在他的面前,
and the beauty of her face, how it came back to him,
想到很多美好的事物, 他就觉得好像里面有一点的愧疚,
and how he remembered Vashti, and now how he felt a little ashamed.
他可能很惭愧自己发什么臭脾气,
maybe he was thinking, why did I throw that temper?
他一想到瓦什提当初为什么要下那一道命令,
and then he would remember, why did he say that to Vashti?
为什么要废除他呢?
Why did I want to take away her queenship from her?
所以事过境迁之后, 国王呢, 好像, 每一次呢，一个人孤单的时候，他就觉得，哎，哇，实体还是不错嘛。
So after that incident, every time he thought of Vashiti, he would regret.
可是呢，在他身边的人这次却不这么想。But
yet, all the people around him didn't think so.
因为国王的命令一出，再也收不回来。Because
what the king has said can never be taken back.
所以在他国王身边的人又替他出了馊主意。So
all the people around the king now they came up with a new idea.
这就是我们今天第二章所要交通的。 那他们就替国王提出了一个选美的会议。So
in Esther chapter 2, the people around the king, their new idea is that the king will find a new wife.
要找到一个最美的女子成为新的王后。To
find the beauty of all, to be the new queen.
弟兄们，这样的一个意念呢，并不是很好的意念。Brother
and sister, I tell you that that's not a great idea.
因为为了选美呢，可能很多家的女儿呢都会失丧。
Because of this beauty contest, all the daughters will now have to come through. Think about it, maybe these daughters, they never wanted to be queen. Even though they were beautiful, they may not be want to be the queen.
所以呢，在这样的一个作为里面，以斯帖就被选上了。So
it is through this event now Esther is chosen.
所以我说她的婚姻并不是她自己要选择的。So
that's why I said in the beginning, Esther's marriage was not by her choice.
我常常想到我们基督徒的婚姻生活里面最难过的一件事情。A
lot of times I think about as Christians, the most difficult thing in our marriage.
就是吵到不行，闹到不行的时候。Is
that when this cannot work and that cannot work?
我们也用肉体的方法，世界的方式，用离婚作为一个诉求。Then
we'll try to use our own way, the way of this world, to get a divorce.
好叫对方能够听命于我。So
that the other side would listen to my command.
可是呢，现代人呢，偏偏不理会这一套。But
I tell you that it is the people that don't understand.
要离就离吗？
They will say, well, let's just get a divorce.
那真的不少人也觉得婚姻再也不是那种长长久久、地长地久的这种。 天长地久的婚姻,
and in fact, a lot of people don't even believe in till death till we apart.
可是如果我们做神的儿女，我们有这样的思想,
but as children of God, if we share this same thinking,
我们需要赶快悔改,
then I tell you we have to change.
不要让这种意念呢存在在我们基督徒的婚姻生活中.
Don't even have that idea in your marriage.
弟兄姊妹，如果只是个性不合,
brothers and sisters, if there is a personality clash,
我们千万不要把离婚这样的一个字眼放在我们的嘴上.
Then don't even try to use the word of divorce.
我们既然认定我们是神的儿女,
if you know that you are children of God,
这样的话语连提都不合适,
then don't even mention that word at all.
不论是弟兄也好，是姐妹也好，
doesn't matter if it's a brother or a sister.
因为我们一旦提出这样的字眼，
because once you mention that word,
就表示我们没有顺从在基督之下。
That means that we're no longer obedient to Christ.
所以如果我们愿意顺服主，
and if we're willing to submit to the Lord,
说这样的话是会被禁止下来的。
Then you will not want to say that word.
圣灵会提醒我们不要这样讲。
The Spirit will remind you, do not use that word.
如果我们顺从基督,
if we are submissive to the
有什么事我们可以同心来到神的面前祷告。
And when something happens, together come to the Lord to pray.
真的让主作为我们心中的王。
And let the Lord be the king of this marriage.
基督徒可以像亚哈随鲁王一样吗？
Can the Christians like King Ahasuerus?
不爱自己的配偶吗？
They no longer love their spouse.
基督徒可以像瓦什提一样吗？
Can Christians like Queen Vashiti?
不顺从自己的配偶吗？
To disobedient to their spouse.
主的话明说了，不可以。
Because the Lord says clearly, you have to obey.
可是呢，有些人就会挑战。
Then a lot of people will challenge this saying.
圣经上不也是说可以有休书这样的事吗？
Didn't the Bible said that you could divorce and get a new wife?
可是我们也知道主耶稣亲自做了解释。
But then we see that Jesus actually gave an explanation.
主耶稣说到，说这样式的人是因为他们心里刚硬。
What Christ said is the people that wanted to get a divorce is because they have a stone of heart.
所以不在基督里。
And they are not in Christ.
什么事我们都能做得出来。
If they're not in Christ, they want to do anything they want.
不在基督里,
when they're not in Christ,
就是在那个节骨眼上的时候,
when they're in this dead end,
我们还是顺服了我们的魂生命在那里往前。
We submit to our soul.
是如果我们在基督里面,
but when we are in Christ,
我们就愿意顺从神的律来行。
Then we'll be willing to be obedient to His law.
那这边有一位姐妹, 她叫做吴美君。
Here, there's a sister who wrote this book.
等一下。 写这本书的作者,
the author of this book.
那照片很小,
a small picture.
我把它放大一下,
so I give you a zoom in.
好, 那这位姐妹呢, 那他说呢，他一生里面呢，他有两次被 fire 经验。
This sister, she mentioned how she was fired 2 times from her job.
那一次呢，是她在她的婚姻学上面，她被当掉了。
One time, she was studying the study of marriage, and she failed.
那在她离婚的时候呢，她还不是一位基督徒。
And when she got her first divorce, she was not a Christian.
可是呢，她选择事业，她不选择家庭。
And then during that time, she chose her career and not her marriage.
所以她离了婚。
So that's why she got her first divorce.
第二次呢，她在她事业高峰的时候呢，她被她的老板 fire 了。
And then the second time she got fired, an actual firing, was when she was working really hard.
她从台湾一个肯塔基总经理的那个位置上，那个肯塔基炸鸡的总经理的位置上被罢免，就辞离。
She was the general manager of KFC and she got fired.
可是呢，信主之后，
But after she believed in the Lord,
在她的生命里面有一个转换。
In her life, there is a change.
那我们来欣赏这一段的影片。
So let us watch this video.
因为如果我叙述的话，还不如她自己来叙述。
I think it's better if she tells you herself.
那我们一起来欣赏。
Let us watch this video.
I love her. 我很清楚他一直深爱，甚至到了离婚的大概第四年，我们快要复合的时候，我还问他说：“你到底还爱不爱我？”我有点想再结婚了。他还说：“我不敢再娶你了，我一直深爱着你，你明明知道，但是我不想再被你伤害第二次。”
我们两个曾经好几天
的进食祷告。所以你看到我们这些朋友们在谈的，就是大家都知道他很爱我，那可是也没有办法把我给摇醒，说：“那你为什么不？”
在那段时间，两个多月时间，我妈妈
事业已经
和经历。
就是处在一个很尴尬的状态。
时间，
你最爱的人，
我们还是很尽力照顾我妈，
要离开你，因为就让
他离开。因为我妈她是
要切断这份关系，
然后你要带
两个小孩子，
那医生也
担心爸爸很辛苦哎，
没有，
然后你在一种身心的忧郁的状况，那你怎么熬过来的？
所谓的没有办法做自己，
其实那个时候
没有办法在，
我还记得有一个晚上，大概凌晨3点，
所以
也是没有办法睡觉，然后就在阳台，那时候就已经有一个声音在跟我讲说。你跳下去，
最后一次住院是在
这个痛苦就可以结束了。
21号
那个时候，
才出
院，我就站起来，我就走到李平安的房间去看他们两个睡觉的样子。那我那个时候唯一支撑下来的力量就是看到他们两个人。
嗯哼，
因为我知道说，我不能够倒下去，是因为为他们，所以尽量想办法让自己更朝正面去走。那就是靠意志力啊，但是那时候真的是非常非常的辛苦，就在婚姻也失去了，工作也事业也非常的糟糕，然后就反正就非常的糟糕。
你都不埋怨欧感或者恨他之类的？
一定会有啊，但是我不会把这些变成武器，在就在内心中是很挣扎的。
嗯哼，嗯，好，你离婚之后，你终于。解脱了、下一个男人会更好。你快乐吗？
我那时候刚进入肯德基，然后工作对我来说也非常的充满新鲜刺激，公司也给我很多机会发挥，所以我坦白说在别人眼中我应该是很快乐的，然后老板又赏识我的不得了，然后我就很幸运又在房市最低点又买了一栋豪宅，然后我终于有一栋房子，然后装潢的那么漂亮，但其实夜深人静的时候我并不平安。跟你讲个很有趣的事情。他说他开在阳台，那时候单身，他自己带孩子，然后他说他想跳下去。我呢，我也是住12了，我并没有想跳下去，我只在想，我这辈子就要这样子了吗？然后我现在一个人在这，那李建鹏在干嘛？我会无意之间都会马上脑子里面想到，并不是我将来第二任老公在哪里，想到都是说李建鹏在干嘛？李平、李安明天会不会睡过头？我要不要打电话叫他们起床？哎，不要好了，打了呢那个还是要打的，就是其实心里面是挂念的他，很不平安。
我知道什么时候开始才有说干脆来复合这样的一个念头。
其实是在2005年和我1月2号受洗当天，不知道为什么圣灵感动，正好因为有朋友说你好久没跟你老公联络，要不要请他来看你受洗做上台讲见证。那在那天讲见证之前，其实我们两个冷漠到已经到冰点了，然后我在那个前天晚上打给他的时候，确定他要来的时候，我还有点不相信说他真的会来吗，因为他也跟我关系这么冷淡。那但是上台讲见证之前一个礼拜，我不断地跟我们教会小组姐妹里面在聊到我的婚姻状况，那有很多人我觉得是神透过他们的嘴告诉我一些话语，提醒我说其实我过去婚姻失败了，很大的原因是因为我不晓得要怎么样成为一个顺服的妻子， 对呀、啊，我真的想到了自己的错，然后就在受洗的当天，我当时还没有看过圣经几遍哦，就知道顺服这两个字对我来说是个功课，我就在台上当场的认错，然后跟我老公道歉。当时我都不敢叫他前夫，因为我觉得太绝情了。我说现在我的老公就在台下，我觉得我以前对不起他，我要向他说，再给我个机会。过去我都看不到你的优点，那我不懂得顺服。
他在台上道歉那个举动，你坐在台下，有吓一跳吗？
其实整场都吓一大跳，因为那次应该是我第一次很正式的进到教会，
嗯哼，
然后觉得怎么那么多人在那边敬拜赞美啊，然后在那边，嗯、然后看他在那边上台下面哭成一团，那我在那边其实我已经呆若木鸡了，所以他讲什么我其实完全没有什么感觉，我只想还怎么还不结束，我想赶快逃出去这个会场而已。
为什么你难道没有感动吗？你为什么会？变得这样冷漠，会自我保护。
就是生命在应该是说那个很低潮、很黑暗的时候，
uh-huh.
所以当你有气质放出很多的爱的时候，其实他释放的时候也不敢去碰啊。
所以那个九个月的求婚历程，你即使安排了那个全家的旅游，但是其实得不到回应的过程
很冷漠，很冷漠。
你也
他就是说你因为你信教信的蛮虔诚的嘛，就是但是很奇怪，就是因为我受洗了，我觉得我好像更新了我的心怀意念。即使他讲一些以前我听了会抓狂的话，我都会带着一个同理心说，因为他现在在低潮，那我会觉得说 it's okay 没关系，你觉得怎么样就怎么样吧。所以甚至有时候打电话回去，然后听到他说啊业绩烂得要死，他懒得理我，我就会很有慈爱的就说，那能怎么办呢？不会啊，我觉得这个还好啊。就是突然之间那九个月我也开始
变了。
对，
那后来又是怎么会答应？
有一天他就来找我说要吃饭，然后我就跟他一起去吃饭。那我想前期嘛，我们就吃差一点了，就吃那个299吃到饱那个，
这逻辑。
对啊，前期也不用太招待啊，然后就莫名其妙，他就跟我讲说要再结婚。那每次他只要一吃饭就讲那很震撼的，要离婚的时候也是啊。他找我吃饭，他吃一半就跟我说要离婚，或者是说要分居，跟我被他闹得已经快有点受不了了。那他但是呢，他那天又讲了一句话让我很有压力，他说。你赶快决定哦，我最后一次跟你讲哦，你再不跟我结婚，我就不再跟你求婚了。我就想，那时候心里在想，其实，你说不爱他那是骗人的，但是呢，也没有那么，但是只是害怕改变。那我在看，他好像有点说很坚持哦，那我再拒绝他，他可能就不再提了。那以我的个性是不可能提的，我包打昏了，我都不可能喝醉，也不可能去跟他求婚。我想说，那这样就没有下台阶啦。那就后来说好吧，那我就答应你了，就我们就这样决定要结婚了。
啊，我吴美君愿在上帝和众见证人面前与你李建鹏重新结为朋友，
与你同心同行，永不改变，终身信守此约。阿们。
从怨偶变佳偶，李建鹏和吴美君在众人祝福下再度步上红毯，而走在地毯上的每一步对他们两人来说都充满了恩典奇迹。特别是李建鹏在真实经历到来自信仰的安慰和鼓励后，他知道人真的很有限。
我要奉圣父圣母圣灵的名宣布他们两位再度的结为夫妻，神所配合的人不可以。
要再结婚的事就是你一头热。
弟兄姊妹、
so、brother and sister,
我们看到我们姐妹的见证。
What we saw is a testimony from a sister.
因为在我们还不认识主的时候，
Before we met the Lord,
我们有我们很多的意念。
We have a lot of our own thinking.
可能我们婚姻开始的时候，
Maybe in the beginning of a marriage,
我们都不是在主面前立下这样的一个婚约。
We never really believe in the covenant before the Lord.
可是当我们信主之后，
But after we believe in the Lord,
我们已经知道这样的一个婚约是神所立的。
Now we understand this covenant is set by the Lord.
既然是神所立的，人就不可以分开。
And when this covenant is set by the Lord, then it cannot be broken by man.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们都认识了主，我们就相信主能够祝福我们的婚姻。
So brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord, believe him that he will bless your marriage.
就像我们的姐妹一样，她在受洗的时候当场跟她的先生道歉，前夫。
just like a sister, in her testimony, when she got baptized, she apologized to her husband.
我们也看到她更愿意在她的婚姻上有再一次的机会。
And we see how she wanted to give it a second chance to her marriage.
所以呢，当他们都在主的面前都认识了主。
So when they all come before the Lord and know the Lord,
他们的婚姻在主的面前再一次被祝福。
Then their marriage now right before the Lord is blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我们的婚姻就是这样。
So brothers and sisters, that should be our marriage.
我们都是蒙祝福的。
That we are blessed.
虽然可能结婚的时候我们都还不认识主。
Maybe when we were married, we did not know the Lord.
可是既然我们现在已经认识了主，就要好好的保持我们的婚约。
But now that we know the Lord, let us stand firm on our covenant.
在神的面前，在人的面前都是这样。
Before God and before man, we should act the same.
所以我们慢慢的读以斯帖记。
So when we read on Esther,
以斯帖记里面没有提到神这个字。
In the book of Esther, the word God is never used.
可是呢，在以斯帖记里面，借着不同的人物。
But yet in the book of Esther, through the different characters,
却让我们发现神在人的生活里面掌权。
We see how God takes control in man.
在以斯帖记里面，我们看到神是一位隐藏的神。
And in the book of Esther, we see how God is a hidden God.
他在我们生活的私底下，在那里做工做工。
And how He works around us.In the hidden.
他护理我们，保守我们，顾念我们。
He protects us. He remembers us.
所以呢，让神的儿女能够顺从神的律。
So let the children of God obey the law of God.
所以我们的生活常常生活在那种逆转胜的一个光景里面。
So that when we live a life, we're always living in a
critical moment. 好像看着看着要失败了。
A lot of time we think we're failing.
可是神却在我私底下加我们一个力量。
But all of a sudden,in a secret way, we are strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，在这里呢，我们已经要开始跳脱一个妻子顺服丈夫的这样的一个主题。
So, brothers and sisters, now we're going to go into how a wife should obey the husband.
我们要交通的是弟兄姐妹怎么样一起来顺从基督的原则。
But furthermore, we want to talk about how the husband and wife should obey God together.
所以，如果我们按着神的律
，So if we follow the law of God,
我们来行事。
If we operate,
这里有一个原则
then there is a principle.
那就是讲到顺从
He talked about we need to be obedient.
我们来读以斯帖记第二章第十节
Let's read chapter 2 verse 10.
以斯帖未将一贯宗族告诉人因为莫迪改嘱咐他不可叫人知道所以呢我们知道在这里
And here,
以斯帖他听一个人的嘱咐
Esther listens to one person's command
就是莫迪改
Who is Mordecai
莫迪改跟他讲你不可以将你的籍贯宗族告诉别人
Mordecai told Esther never to reveal her family or her people
所以我在读圣经的时候就觉得很好奇
So when I was reading the Bible I was curious
这个宗族籍贯有什么好不好告诉人的呢
Why couldn't Esther reveal her people or her family
也不是一个大不了的事嘛
Why is it such a great deal?
所以我在思想的时候呢，就想到几个原因在这里。
And when I thought about it some more, there are some reasons.
我就想到就是说，第一个呢，是因为他的堂兄嘱咐他了。
First off, because Mordecai told her not to.
也就是他的养父嘱咐他说，你不可把这件事情告诉人。
It is also because of her father. Before he passed, that's what he commanded.
所以莫迪改是谁呢？莫迪改是。一路把他养育把他扶持长大的人
So who was Mordecai? Mordecai was the person who raised Esther up
说说呢也可以说是供他吃穿的恩人
In fact we could tell that he is the person who raised her up
那莫迪改呢当时在政府部门呢他是一个公务人员来的
And Mordecai was someone who worked for the king in his government
所以呢他知道一个犹太人在这样的一个文化还有生活里面在一个外邦的生活里面怎么样受到了一些的困扰跟难处
So Mordecai truly understands how as a Jew how hard it is for his people to operate in this foreign government
所以呢他就嘱咐以斯帖你不要把你的籍贯宗族告诉人
So that's why Mordecai asked Esther never to reveal her race
就好像我们在这里出生的第二代一样
Just like the second generation Chinese in the United States
他们还不了解什么是血统的时候
Maybe before they even understand the bloodline
其实我从小就跟我的儿女讲
In fact, I've been always telling my children
你就是出生在美国的美国人
that you are indeed an American.
所以呢，不管他们知道不知道，我告诉他们，你们就是美国人。
So it doesn't matter if they understand or not. I tell them they are American.
第二件事情呢，因为犹太的背景，犹太的这样一个籍贯宗族的背景。
And the second reason I think is because of the background of the Jews.
在他们被掳到异地之后
，when they were taken into this foreign land.
其实犹太人呢，在那样的一个异地的生活，常常是被轻视的。
In fact, the Jews, when they're taken, they're always treated as captives.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你问我的儿子叫什么名字
，So brothers and sisters, if you ask what my son's name is,
那我会告诉你我的儿子叫 Joshua Chen.
I'll tell you that his name is Joshua Chen.
可能呢，你从他的姓 last name， 你可以知道他是一位亚裔来的。
Maybe from his last name Chen, you can tell that he is Asian.
这个时候呢，你还不敢太快的下结论。
But yet you will still yet not to come to a conclusion.
你不敢说他是美国人，你也不敢说他是中国人。
At that time, you may not say that he's American or he's
Chinese. 因为你没有这样的一个确定。
Because you're not sure.
可是如果呢，当你问我的儿子叫什么名字的时候，我说张其恩。
But if you ask me what his name is, I give you his Chinese name.
可是那你就会断定啊，这个孩子呢是可能呢移民来的。
Then from his Chinese name, you would think that at most he is an immigrant.
为什么？因为从他的名字里面呢，很可能呢就可以知道他还没有融入到主流的文化之中。
Because from his Chinese name, you could tell that he's not mingled into the United States cultures yet.
哈大撒就是以斯帖的原名。
Hadassah, that's the name of Esther.
那也就是犹太名来的。
It's a Jew's name.
因为一叫哈大撒。
When she is called Adasa,
大家都知道她是犹太人。
Then everyone would know that she was Jew.
可是如果说以斯帖呢
？But if she is called by Esther,
你是知道在那样的一个文化环境里面，大家都可以接纳。
Then during that time, everyone would accept her as Esther.
所以不会让以斯帖，不会让人家觉得以斯帖是个犹太人来的。
And no one would think or exclude her because she was a Jew.
最后一个原因呢，我觉得就是在以斯帖他明白莫迪改的心意之后。
And I think the last reason is after Esther understood what Mordecai asked her to do.
她个人也明白她自己所负的一个使命。
She understood that now on her there is a command.
所以呢，她就不愿意来把她自己的籍贯宗族来告诉人。
Now she understands that she is carrying her mission, so that's why she did not want to reveal herself.
其实16年过去了。
In fact, after 16 years,
我的儿子慢慢慢慢的知道他有亚裔的血统。
My son Joshua, he understands that he is part Chinese.
那也不用我再告诉他。
I don't even need to tell him.
那他知道哦，原来他有亚裔的血统在他的里面。
He indeed knows that he is from a Chinese heritage.
那当然，今天呢，我们说美国的国情是不错的了。
But of course, we say the United States is a great country.
任何的族裔在这个法律面前都是平等的。
That all races before the law is the same.
可是如果稍微国情稍稍改变一点，这个国情呢，这个国家呢，对亚裔特别排斥的时候。
But now, if the United States started changing and they started persecuting Asians,
可能对我们下一代的儿女来讲。
And I tell you that for our next generation,
他们最好呢多说他们自己是美国人。
They need to believe and proclaim that they are American.
少一点强调自己有亚裔的血统。
And stop emphasizing that they are from a Chinese heritage.
以免带来任何的麻烦。
Just so that they won't be persecuted.
所以呢，在这里呢，我相信莫迪改呢从小抚养以斯帖。
So here, when Mordecai was raising Esther up.
那他就逐步以斯帖，你不要把籍贯宗族告诉人。
He would always charge her to not to reveal her people.
就是小的时候还容易，对不对
？Maybe it's easy when she was younger.
就好像学开车的人一样。
Just like someone who wanted to learn to drive.
啊，你不会开车，教练说东啊，他就开到东。
Before you learn how to drive, you would go wherever the instructor told you to.
他说说，哎，停，他就马上停下来。
The instructor asks you to brake, you would stop.
那可能停得很急，一下就停下来。
And you would follow his command. So rushed that you would just slam on the brake.
啊，教练家开慢一点，他就减速。
When the instructor asks you to slow down, you would slow down.
所以他没有自己的意思，都只有教练的意思。
So when before you learn how to drive, you would listen to the instructor.
就是我们常常看到一些人呢，他们会开车了。
But now after these people learned how to drive,
他们也知道这个交通的号志是怎么样。
They now know how traffic works.
可是呢，当教练去教他们的时候，这群人是蛮难教的。
When now an instructor tried to tell them and give them instructions, they would never listen.
因为什么他们都懂一点，都行一点，都能一点。
Because now they thought they knew.
所以呢，教练说什么呢？他们也有自己的想法。
So when the instructor gave them instructions, they would try to not follow it.
可能教练让他们走这里，这条路比较近，他们说，哎，走近路也很好啊。
When the instructor gave them a path, they would say, I know a shortcut.
这是我们最怕的。
And that's a bad thing.
因为呢，我们知道一点的时候，我们就 愿意走自己的路。
Because when we only knew a little bit, we thought we could take our own way.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个最伟大的顺服在这里。
So brother and sister, here it teaches us to obedience.
就是那些很棒、很行、很能的人。
Even for people that are very powerful.
好像摩西一样。
Like Moses.
他很有能力。
He was powerful.
他也非常的棒。
He was a great person.
他也很能带领人。
And he also was a great leader.
可是他却活在神的面前。
Yet he was obedient.
神怎么嘱咐他，他就怎么做。
Whatever God commands him, he follows.
所以摩西在神的面前像仆人一样谦和卑微。
So that's why Moses is the best servant in front of God.
他顺服神，让神的作为能够行在他的身上。
He obeys God so that God's command can carry out.
所以以斯帖记第二章二十节这里说到。
So Esther 2:20 says,
以斯帖照着莫迪改所嘱咐的。
Now Esther had not revealed, just as Mordecai has charged her.
还没有将籍贯宗族告诉人。
She had not revealed her family and her people.
因为以斯帖遵莫迪改的命。
For Esther obeyed the command of Mordecai.
如抚养她的时候一样。
As when she was brought up.
在这里我们看到以斯帖身上有一个坚持。
Here we see that how Esther has a firmness.
就是不管他明白或是不明白。
It's that even if she doesn't understand.
既然莫迪凯有这样的命令。
Whatever Mordecai commands her to do.
他就顺从这样的一个生活来过。
She will do it.
所以在这一节最后呢，我觉得我非常的感动。
At the end of these words, I was really touched by it.
他说如抚养他的时候一样。
When she was brought up by
him. 这个坚持呢，是有一个忍耐在那里的。
And her firmness comes with her obedience.
不是一天两天，而是这一生。
Not one day or two days, but her determinations for a lifetime.
弟兄姊妹，我们决志顺服在神的面前。
So brothers and sisters, when we proclaim before the Lord,
也不是一天两天，一年两年。
It's a dedication more than one day, two day, one year, two years.
常常神愿意我们在他的面前顺服于他，是一生的日子之久。
That our dedication is a lifelong.
兄弟们，让我们在生活平顺的时候，我们顺服基督。
So brothers and sisters, when our life is easy,
我们在
let us learn to be dedicated.
苦难的日子里面，我们也顺从基督。
When our life is tough, let us also learn to be obedient.
啊，这就是我们能够按神律行事的一个原则。
And this is the principle of how we live by the law of God.
如果我们这样行的时候
，When we act like that,
我们也有一个另外一种结果。
Then we now have a different result.
今天我们顺从律。我们顺从罪的律去做，有那样一个结果产生。
If we follow and live a life according to the law of sins, there is a different result.
可是我们顺从神的律行，也有另外一个结果产生。
But when we follow the law of God, we have a different result.
我们来读第二章的十五节，我们一起来读。
2:15。
莫迪改叔叔亚比孩的女儿，就是莫迪改收为自己女儿的以斯帖，按次序进去见王的时候。除了掌管女子的太监西该所派定给他的，他别无所求，所看见以斯帖的都喜悦他。所以呢，这里讲到凡看见以斯帖的都喜悦他。
And here says, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her.
当我们仔细的看以斯帖记第二章的时候。
If we read Esther chapter 2 carefully.
我就发现在以斯帖身上呢，他确实是一个因为顺从神的律。
And we see that Esther, because she follows the law of God,
那种圣灵的九种果子就结出来。
Then the different perspective of the fruits of the Spirit revealed through her.
在以斯帖的身上
on Esther,
我们看到他的亲人莫迪改非常的喜爱他。
We see Mordecai, how his love toward her.
我们也看到掌管他的外族人这个西该也非常的喜欢他。
And we see the king's eunuch, the custodian of the woman, Haggai, how he favors her.
不但喜爱她，而且恩待她。
Not only he favors her, but he favors her the best.
再来呢，就是看见的人都喜欢以斯帖。
And then also, all the one who saw her also favor her.
最后呢，讲到王的宠爱就临到她的身上。
And then at the end, of course, the king also favors her.
所以我们在这里看到一个顺从的女子。
So here we see...And a woman of obedience.
她所带出来的那样的一个果实。
And the fruit that she brings forth.
其实呢，以斯帖她自己无父无母。
In fact, Esther was without her parents.
从小就是被收养。
Ever since she was little, she was adopted.
所以呢，你知道，在一个寄养家庭里面。
So we know that in an adopted family.
那样的一个感情是最 最能够体会的。
Then she could truly feel love when she has it.
在这个一个寄养家庭里面，如果这个养父养母对一个养女养子来讲非常好的时候
，In an adopted family, if the adopted parents treat the children very well,
可以说是这一生呢都是他的福分。
And I tell you that then this adopted child will have a blessed life.
可是因为养父养母呢对养子养女非常不好的时候
，If the adopted parents abuse these children,
那结果就不一样。
Then I tell you the result will be very different.
另外呢，我们看到以斯帖呢，在这一章里面，当他被选上为王后的时候
，And on the other hand, when Esther was chosen to be the next queen,
莫迪改呢，天天在这个院前呢行走，要知道他平安不平安。
Mordecai would come before the court, walk back and forth to try to hear the news of Esther.
所以我们知道有一个人天天在那里关心我们。平安不平安的时候
，So when we realize that there is someone who cares for us day in and day out，
我们的生活就会不一样。
Then our life is now different。
所以我相信，在以斯帖的身上，他能够结出一个仁爱和良善的果子。
So I think that's why Esther could bear the fruit of kindness and love。
当这个外族人希该
，When Haggai the foreigner
一看到他的时候
，First met Esther，
就从他的这样的一个面貌里面看到他的顺服的美丽。
And through the appearance of Esther, he can see her obedience and kindness.
所以呢，他急急忙忙的把以斯帖所要用的就给他来用。
So he would grant Esther all she needed.
不但如此，立刻召聚了七位宫女来侍奉他。
Not only that, he would also give her the seven best maid.
所以在这里，我看到以斯帖呢，虽然她的容貌美丽
，So here, even more than Esther being beautiful.
可是，在她的内心里面，她还有一个良善在那里。
Also in her, they could see kindness.
所以呢，她的恩慈、温柔的那样的一个果子就结出来了。
So she bears the fruits of kindness through her.
当时被召聚到宫里面的所有的女子，很快都能够得到她们自己的那一份。
All the women, when they were called into the palace, they get their own.
那不但得到自己的一份，还有宫里面所有可以取的，她都可以取。
Not only their own, but they could ask for whatever they wanted.
可是只有以斯帖只拿她自己的那一份，她不取别的。
But only Esther, she only got what she needed, nothing more.
所以更令人喜欢的。
So that's why everyone liked her.
这里呢，她结出一个和平的果子。
Here, she bears the fruits of peace.
所以很快的呢，她就被引进到这个上好的房屋之中。
So that's why very quickly she was chosen to put in the best court.
很自然的，她跟别人之间没有任何的增进。
And because she would never got into conflicts with anyone else.
所以呢，她能够和别人和平的相处。
So that's why she is the peacemaker around all her people.
所以呢，凡是看见以斯帖的人都很喜欢她。
So that's why another reason why everyone sees her liked her.
在这里，以斯帖结出了一个节制跟忍耐的一个果子。
Because here Esther also bears the fruit of obedience and self-control.
因为她被选上的时候，跟着所有的女子一同在那里等待的时候
，patience and self-control because she was waiting with all the other women for the king.
她一直等待，等待那个结果来到。
And during the time she was patient.
最后得到国王的宠爱。
And at the end she received the love of the king.
她没有因为得到宠爱就得意忘形。
But after now she gets her love, she did not become prideful.
那他结出一个信实的果子在那里。
And now she bears the fruit of righteousness.
所以从第二章我们看到，当他得到这样的一个王后的位分的时候
，So when she bears the fruit of faith, how now she becomes the queen?
国王就因着他祝福了许多的人。
And through her, now king can bless her people.
所以我们知道，借着以斯帖，许多的喜乐就临到众人。
And now through Esther, the fruit of joy can be born.
喜乐的人，喜乐的事，喜乐的宴会。
The joyful people, joyful things, joyful feast.
所以呢，就在那个一个光景里面，第二章我们可以看到。
So in book chapter two.
所以以斯帖得到王的宠爱。
That's why Esther was favored.
弟兄姊妹，基督的灵在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, when Christ's spirit is dwelling in us,
要建造我们的新生命。
To build us with our new life.
那这一段话是穆安德烈所说的，我上次也交通过。
These are the sayings from our brother Andrew. I talked about it last.
他就讲到一个顺从的生命呢所具备的条件。
He talked about the requirements to be obedient.
就是讲到绝对的奉献。
First off, you have to offer completely.
透过圣灵明白神的旨意。
Second, through the Holy Spirit, to understand God's will.
知道对的事就要好好的去做。
And thirdly, the things that you deem right, do so.
在基督的里面 过一个顺从的生活。
Fourth, through Christ, live an obedient life.
最后讲到顺服就得到保证，那个祝福的保证。
And lastly, through our obedience, we are blessed.
所以呢，在第二章里面，我看到以斯帖呢，他就一味的顺服。
So in Esther chapter 2, I see how a woman is obedient.
不管怎么样，她就是奉献她自己在神的面前。
In all situations, she offers completely.
我也看到她愿意明白属灵的教导。
When she understands the teaching of the Spirit.
所以呢，莫迪该怎么教导她，她就怎么行。
So whatever Mordecai asks her to do, she does it.
为她也知道怎么样，因着一个正确的事，她就去做。
And whatever she thinks is right, she does it.
虽然被选进 王宫里面
，Even after she was appointed into the palace of the king，
不是她自己的意愿
，Against her will maybe，
可是呢，她却愿意继续的顺服
，Yet she obeyed。
那我们也看到呢，她在里面呢，她的生命就是一直有那样一个顺从的生命。
And then also through the book we see how her life is an obedient。
最后她所得到的祝福是我们难以想象的。
And at the end her blessings is without emergency.
所以从一个无父无母的孩子
，someone who was without parents，
可能会受到孤苦凌辱。
Maybe her results was to be taken advantage of。
可是神却为她预备一个很好的养父。
But yet God has prepared Mordecai for her。
在这样的一个生活里面，她的容貌是会改变的。
So that in her new life, she now has a beautiful appearance。
在最后一个情形之下，莫迪改把她当作自己的女儿一样的抚养。
And at the end, Mordecai treated her like his own daughter.
虽然她被召聚到王宫里面，
even though she was called into the king's palace，
可是她没有因为环境的影响而改变她的容貌。
But yet she did not change.
所以呢，她在王宫里面继续被恩待。
So that's why in the king's palace she was still treated.
真的让我们明白到万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So let us understand that all things will work together, so that the people that believe in the Lord will be blessed.
有七位的宫女在那里服侍她的时候
，So when there are seven maids helping her，
我就想到就是说，主说若有人服侍我，我必尊重他。
Then I thought about how the Lord said, if someone serves me, then I will serve him back.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们愿意在神的面前尽一点的心意，
Brothers and sisters, if we want to be closer to our Lord,
神把那个上好的祝福给我们，
then God has prepared the best for us.
而且他所加给我们的富足是不带上忧虑的。
And also, the blessings that he gives us will take away all of our worries.
所以我们看到众人之中只有以斯帖他得到那个上好的房屋。
So in here, we see that out of all the women, only Esther was chosen.
当她被众人喜悦的时候
，And when she was favored by everyone who saw her，
那是经过一年多以上的时间在私底下制作自己。
It is through 1 year of training，
因着圣洁呢就被蒙悦纳。
Through her righteousness， now she
is accepted。弟兄姊妹，这也是我们属神的儿女应该过的一个生活。
Brothers and sisters， that is how we should live our life。
好像我们因着圣洁可以蒙悦纳。
So that through our righteousness we can be accepted。
所以当他再一次被召聚到王的面前的时候
，So when she was called before the king，
这个时候呢已经是被王提名成为王后的日子。
It is the time when her name is called and she is now the new queen。
弟兄姊妹，我想到就是如果我们愿意好好的顺从基督的时候
，So brothers and sisters， whenever we're willing to submit。
那样一个应许也会发生在我们的身上。
Then the same promise will come true for us.
就是暗中的财宝
，is that all the hidden treasure，
隐秘的财宝
，or the treasure out of sight，
都会赐给我们
，will now come to us.
因为我们知道提名召我们的
，because we know that when we are called by name，
是耶和华我们的神
，is Jesus who is calling us.
神宠爱我们
，God loves us.
神宠爱我们。
God loves us.
我们今天究竟要顺从哪一样的事情去做呢
？So today, who do we want to obey?
到底我们顺从罪的律行比较好呢，还是顺从神的律行比较好呢
？Are we going to obey the law of sins, or are we going to obey the law of God?
让我们一起来思想。
Let us think about it.
所以在那个加拉太书第五章呢，就有一段话我写在这边。
So in Galatians chapter 5, there are a couple of verses that I listed out.
在16节到18节这里就讲到我们当顺从圣灵而行。
Through verse 16 and 18, it says that we have to follow the Spirit.
如果我们愿意顺从圣灵而行的时候，就不在律法的限制以下。
When we're willing to follow the Spirit, then we are no longer controlled by the law.
我们若是靠着圣灵得生，我们就当靠圣灵来行事。
If we live a new life through the Spirit, then we will act according to the Spirit.
我们不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气。
We should not try to be drawn to the frame and try to be angry with each other.
互相嫉妒
or be envy of each other.
就是我们在神的律的引导之下
In fact, we were leading by the law of God.
我们就有能力来挽回我们的弟兄
The law of spirit. Then we could help the brothers.
我们就有能力来挽回我们的姐妹
Then now we have strength to help our sisters.
我们的个人的重担我们可以开始彼此互相的担当
And now we could carry each other's burden.
或在家庭也好或在教会也好
Maybe in our family, maybe in our church.
我们都可以因着顺服神的律
That through the obedience of the law of God.
开始来做这样的事
We could start acting.
在我们对外面的生活
And the life that we live to work the outside.
我们可以栽种行善
That we could now start putting in plants.
我们顺从圣灵来收永远的生命
And when we follow the Spirit, then we will reap the results.
把许多的灵魂收回到神的家中
To reap all the outside souls into God's home
我们也因着顺从神的律我们自己成为新造
It is also through the Spirit of God that we are now the new creation
我们身上永远带着耶稣的印记
And now in us we always carry the seal of Christ
我们愿意顺从圣灵而行
The mark of Christ so that we will follow the Spirit
所以尼弟兄讲到这里的时候他就分享一个小故事我在这里也愿意提一下
So Brother Ni shared a small story aboutthis message.
他讲到就是如果我们顺从罪的律在那里过生活的时候
He talked about how when we follow the law of sin
那样的生活就好像路滚轮好像路马路的路、啊、路滚轮轮胎脚踏车有那个轮胎路滚轮在一个下坡的光景
If we follow our life with the law of sins then we're acting like a wheelrunning down the street on a downhill.
所以如果顺从罪的律是一个下坡的光景因为你不管怎么样控制轮胎呢一直滚滚滚就是一个下坡的路。
So when we follow the law of sins, we're like a wheel rolling downhill. Doesn't matter what direction you want to turn, you're going downhill.
所以如果我们愿意顺从神的律
But yet, if we want to follow the law of God,
那就是轮滚路就是轮胎在路上来行走
then it is like a wheel turning against the road.
就好像行在一个平坦的路上
Just like now you're on a flat road
这时候我们可以随从圣灵的律好好的来驾驭我们这手上的这辆车
And now the Spirit gets to control which way your wheel is turning
弟兄姊妹顺从的功课
Brothers and sisters, the lesson of obedience
啊，不会在一个很好的环境之下产生
Will not come in the best situation of the world
顺从的工作常常是一个征战的时候
When we need to be obeyed, that means we're in the middle of a battlefield.
它就是一个基督与我在那里征战的一个光景。
It's a battlefield between Christ and I.
或是圣灵与情欲在那里征战的一个光景。
Or maybe it's in the midst of the battle between the spirits and lust.
就是在这样一个征战的日子里面，我们学会顺从。
But that is the best time for us to learn to be obedient.
就是在这样的一个环境，我们要把基督的力量显露出来。
And it is in fact in these situations that we can reveal the power of Christ.
愿神祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
So I ask God to bless us.
好，早上我们分享就到这边，我们再来唱诗歌367首。
Let us sing Psalm 367.